It is not significant that we are beginning our lecture on Chassidus 5 minutes late. The 18th century brought with it great changes, revolutions in the world and in Jewish life itself. In the world, as I pointed out to you, the American Revolution, the French Revolution, the changes in Prussia and in Europe generally, the spirit of enlightenment, the age of reason which descended upon Western civilization, the turning away from religion, all of these things were in the nature of the revolution which ushered in the modern era. In the Jewish world, there also came revolutions, because as we know, the Jewish world reacts almost always in synchronization with the general world. The revolution in Western Europe, which I've discussed with you for the past two lectures, was the coming of reform, of assimilation, of a new enlightened, westernized brand of Jew who thought and hoped that he would find his home amongst his fellow countrymen in Western Europe, especially in Germany. And I discussed with you briefly the new form of anti-Semitism and the new form of problems that this Jew would encounter, and how eventually, as we know from our time, this turned into a more virulent form of anti-Semitism, a more lethal form, a more dangerous form than the old religious anti-Semitism of the church. In Eastern Europe, the revolution took a different turn completely. The revolution of the 18th century in Jewish life in Eastern Europe was the rise of the movement that we call Chassidus. And Chassidus differs radically from the revolution of Western Europe. The revolution of Western Europe of reform and assimilation was to become less Jewish, and the revolution of Eastern Europe was to become, if possible, even more Jewish. The revolution of Western Europe was to allow the Jew to take an active role in the general community, in the country that he lived in, to play a strong role in Western society, to become part of it and to contribute to it. The revolution of Chassidus in Eastern Europe was to separate the Jew completely from the society in which he lived, and to build for himself, if not physically, at least spiritually, a world all onto his own. A value system, a Weltanschauung, that had nothing to do with his Polish or Russian Christian neighbors. And this revolution was therefore, in this sense, no less radical than the revolution of Western Europe. However, the main difference is that the revolution of Western Europe went outside of the parameters of halacha. It went outside of the accepted framework that the Jewish people had functioned under for thousands of years. It redefined not just Jews, but it redefined Judaism. It made a new kind of Judaism. Whereas the parameters of the revolution in Eastern Europe, by and large, were within the boundaries of halacha, and it did not come so much to redefine Judaism as to change the nuance for a substantial